Now recording.
Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. It is Thursday, May 5th, 2022. And today I'll be sharing true paranormal stories from the web. As always, you can find all the episodes of the podcast along with all links to social media, ways to donate, and then other ways to contact me at the podcast page, which is salcidoparanormal.podbean.com. That's S-A-L-S-I-D-O paranormal.podbean.com. And always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions for shows, or if you have stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Always happy to either read those on the show, or if you'd like to join me to talk about those experiences on the show, we can do that as well. So thank you all for listening, as always, whether you're here for the live stream. I see you all there listening. Thank you. And hello. Or if you're listening to the YouTube or podcast feeds, always appreciated. So it's amazing how far everything has come with us. It really is. But anyway, let's see here. I think that covers all of that. Tomorrow night I'll be finishing off the fairs, festivals, and the paranormal series. I know I've kind of used different titles for it since I started it, but it's a lot of words. But I'll be finishing that off with just some reports and some accounts of places that are where that there have been people that have claimed to see and experience paranormal things in these amusement parks. So I already started some research for that, and I've already also been pointed in the direction of another place that I'm going to look into. So it should be a fun episode. So and then next Friday I'll be having a special guest on, so that'll be fun as well. I'll talk more about that as it gets closer. So with that, I'll get to the stories here. And I found these this morning. This first one is kind of a little collection of stories. It goes back to some of the places that have the most activity seem to be medical facilities. So this one says, I've worked at a nursing home for the last 12 years, going on 13 this year. I work nights pretty much exclusively, and I'm very used to this place being in a much more liminal state than day shift sees. Empty halls, dim lights, far fewer people. It's not scary. It's strangely comfortable. That being said, a lot of people who have worked this shift with me claim we're haunted by at least a few different people who used to live or work here. I've personally only witnessed a few things, and none of them felt really malicious and have other explanations, so I just roll with it and move on. Here's a few things they've told me about or that I've seen. A woman in a brown skirt and a jacket sometimes is seen by the CNAs, I'm guessing it's Certified Nurses Assistant, walking the halls. If she goes into a room, we need to keep an eye on the resident because they're likely going to have health issues in the near the next 24 hours. More than one nurse has told me this is the case. I've never seen the woman, but they swear she's here and she's the ghost of a former registered nurse who is still doing rounds. One of the units has a friendly little girl apparition, apparently. Granted, a lot of our residents have dementia and tend to tell us things that aren't there, are all the time. Bugs, dogs, that kind of thing. But there's been very consistent reports of residents seeing this cute and sweet girl and of talking to her, only to pass away the next day, despite not really having any conditions that would change suddenly like that. But it only happens on this one unit and no other ones in the building. Staff that work here regularly will always find an excuse to have a doctor see residents who start saying they've seen a little girl, even if they don't have any external signs of disease or anything. Cold spots. People complain about these frequently, and sometimes it's just the roof fans blowing cool air into a hallway. At least once, though, it was definitely a little more sinister. For a month or so, after an honorary patient passed a few years back, anytime someone went in the room they died in, they'd complain how cold it was. It was always a few degrees colder in there than the rest of the hall, even with the window shut. Maintenance couldn't find a good reason for it, and eventually just stopped on its own. But people hated going in there and said it felt like someone was watching and staring daggers into you. Charts falling down. When we still used paper charts, more than once, they'd have been completely settled on a shelf 1 second, and the next, a bunch would just fall to the floor. I saw that one a few times over the years, ranging from one chart to a solid dozen. No one can find a reason for that one either. Everything was stable, and the shelves were level. The charts would just dump onto the floor. Electronic nonsense. This one is my baby. I love this entity or entities, if they're a thing. And they're about the only ones I'll actively say are here when people ask. Everything electrical or electronic in this building acts strangely. It's not bad strange, nothing life-threatening or anything. But call lights will go on and off on their own. Room lights and fans do the same. Sometimes the computers aren't right either, and the phones spent a week flickering in and out of static at one point. If it were just stuff that was plugged in, I would say it's just a messed up wiring situation. And that probably does play a part. But there's also several cases of battery-powered electronics doing this sort of thing. When we still had chair and bed alarms for people prone to dangerous self-transfers, they would go off when there was no one on them at all, or when people were completely still on them and asleep. The second you investigate by looking into the room, they'd stop. I liken this one to a bunch of playful kids, and I found when you're polite and ask, things sort of almost immediately, things settle down, I guess they mean, almost immediately after. Weird stuff. There you go. The stories I remember from the night shift where I worked. Most of them are make of them what you will, but I figured you could have the stories. So there's that one. Sounds like a lot going on there. Again, it just points to something going on there in those kind of places. quite a number of experiences there. Electronics, that's, again, goes back to electronics and Yeah, it's hard to know what's going on. So I guess I'll move on to the next story here. And go from there. I have the same number of stories this time, but a couple of them are definitely longer than they were the other night, so it should make at least half an hour, hopefully. But, so this next one says, yesterday, me and my girlfriend went to the cinema. It was almost midnight when the movie was over, and we left. I was driving. She was in the passenger seat next to me. As we were on our way home, it was actually just 1 or 2 minutes after we drove off, we saw some person who was walking on the right sidewalk. He was heading in the same direction as we were, so we could only see his back. I wouldn't even have paid attention if it wasn't for their strange outfit, which both of us immediately noticed. This guy looked like he came straight from the 1920s. Long, dark coat, and the typical hat. I actually really like this style. It can look pretty neat, in my opinion. Anyway, as we drove past him, I took a look in my right side mirror to get a proper view of him. My girlfriend even turned her head to see him. But he was gone. This guy literally just vanished in the exact same moment that we passed him. We are both speechless, but amazed at the same time, and have no clue what happened last night. Maybe it actually was something paranormal. I'm very interested in this topic, and also had some stuff happen to me in the past, but I never actually saw something. So that's where that one ends. Seems like maybe they saw either some kind of a time anomaly, or they saw some kind of spirit or other being that was able to just vanish. The clothing, again, that's something. They didn't say it was a shadow figure, but also that kind of clothing is similar to some shadow figures. So it's hard to say. I'm wondering how much of the figure they actually saw, if it was that late at night. But either way, there's two people that saw the same thing and then didn't see it. So. But, yeah, so that's those kind of vanishing stories like that when people are on the road and they see something and then it just goes away. That really is, you hear that a lot. Seems like it pops up a lot in some of these stories. I go on to the next story here. This says, okay, so this has been happening since a very long time. Yesterday, after coming back from a gathering, I put a white claw clip on the dresser before going back to sleep. Today happened, and I don't think about it much until some time ago when I needed the clip to tie up my hair. I was wearing a white and blue dress, white being dominant. Now, I have a particular place on the dresser where I section and keep all the claw clips according to the colors. I checked and it wasn't there. I asked my brother and he said he didn't know either. I searched my room thoroughly and found no traces of the clip. Finally, when I decided to give up and use a navy blue colored clip, I found the exact white clip on my bed. I've tried reasoning myself out of this, but can't come up to any plausible explanation. I have no kids or pets at home, and these kind of things have been happening since we moved houses. So in other words, once they got there, it sounds like. So that's where that story ends. And yeah, those things are always hard to tell. Because there's ideas that it's just random teleportation of items due to various possible anomalies and, I guess you could say, time and just who knows what, all different kinds of factors. And then there's also, of course, the idea that objects are moved by sentient beings, whether they're spirits or other. But that definitely sounds like if they got out of bed, then they would have noticed. It would possibly would have, the thing would have fallen off the bed when they got out of bed that morning. So it doesn't seem like that clip would have been there on the bed. Not to mention the fact that it was on the dresser to begin with anyway. So, yeah, odd. Objects moving is always odd. I've had that a couple times here. Nothing that I ever saw move, but just had things moved around. And I live alone, and these are things that my cat, Logan, never messes with. And they would... In one case, it was a phone charger, and it literally was just not even there where I know I had set it. And then eventually, when I asked for it back, which I didn't want to do, but I did, because I needed it. It was a phone charger. Eventually, I started looking again, and it was back where it had been. So, I don't know. These objects moving, it's hard to say what they are. Sometimes I wonder if, in some cases, there are spirits that are maybe from other times that see technology that they're not familiar with, and they want to check it out. It just makes me wonder if that's the case sometimes. Again, I had that happen with an old cell phone. I was in bed. I went to bed one night, put the phone on the table next to the bed. Woke up the next morning, phone wasn't there. Looked around for it, and I had a pair of pants sitting under the bed, near the bed. Put on those pants because I felt something in them that was too bumpy, and it was the phone. So obviously, that did not get there on its own. And I've never had a history of sleep, any kind of sleepwalking or moving around much in my sleep. So, I don't think it was me. But, yeah, so, it's odd. There's multiple things going on, too, then that's a... Maybe there's someone there. So, but who knows what their intentions are just based on air clips or whatever. I don't know. So, and if there's other objects, then it wouldn't even necessarily just be that. But anyway, so move on here. Let's see here. Okay. How are we doing? Okay, good. So yeah, we should make it through. It'll be close either way. So this next story says, when I was in high school, my friend and I wanted to walk through the giant cemetery in the city. Just out of curiosity, really, with all respect. Anyway, my friend and I were walking through there, staying on the paths, of course. We had spotted an older woman power walking in our direction earlier. Now, at about the time she would pass us, she was gone. There was nowhere to go except across the lawn of the cemetery, and that would be very disrespectful to me because I was taught not to walk on the dead. So at this point, we were sort of still looking, but pretty sure it was an older lady ghost. She had on a turquoise windbreaker suit, like 90s, and a visor. That's all I remember. So that finishes that one. Again, these vanishing people. That's funny, there was two of those in one show here. Who knows who they are or what they are or where they go. I'm wondering how many trees there were in this cemetery. If there was a tree nearby, maybe this woman could have gone behind one. seems like the writer would have maybe noticed that or thought of that and mentioned it if there was something nearby that they could have hidden behind. But if we just take it as paranormal, then it seems like they just vanished. So, but it's also kind of funny. I just realized this show has kind of been about tonight about people and or objects disappearing and maybe reappearing. So, excuse me. All right, so I'll go on to this next one. This is a little bit longer. This one says, sometimes I hear a voice talking to me in my head. Not all the time, but sometimes during moments of silence throughout the day, when things quiet down, or particularly right before I am getting ready for bed. This voice calls herself M, and claims, they use a name, but, and claims to have lived on this property about 100 years ago. I have no way of verifying this other than the fact I know this house I live in is over 100 years old, so it's possible. She will say things like, she is just along for the ride, or wants me to dream, and is my friend. Nothing negative, really, but I am pretty sure she has appeared in multiple dreams I have had as well. Nothing scary, just the normal sort of dreams I usually have. But there always seems to be this blonde, teenage-looking girl present in them. For the longest time, I convinced myself it was just in my head. Some, perhaps, imaginary friend or the product of a weary mind. However, I kind of wanted to verify this for myself, so I bought a spirit box. And again, just in case anyone doesn't know, that is the radio scanning, or the device that has the radio tuner that will shift back and forth along the spectrum or the band of frequencies, and then sometimes you'll get voices that will come through. And it says, I didn't get anything at first, but then M, and it says the name, came through. I asked what she wanted me to do, and the box literally said dream. She also wanted me to stop the session for some reason, not long after I got my answer. So, am I just crazy in imagining all this, or is something paranormal going on? It says, edit. It says, I should add, I have occasionally seen movement of random objects or items in my house. Nothing substantial, but it happens now and then. A coat, or a toothbrush, or something small, oddly moving a few inches. It maybe happens once a week. So there seems to be a lot going on there. From as the last part of that story says from that writer, physical, basically things happening with objects moving slightly. And then hearing this voice in the house at times. And then the really odd thing to me is the dreams. And the fact that whoever this M is, they apparently are able to be there in this person, in the writer's dreams. At least it's nothing negative, but it's still just, that's quite the situation there. I mean, I've heard that it can be easier for spirits to interact with people in their dreams. So that part itself isn't really, I guess, so strange overall within the paranormal, but it's not super common either, unless usually if it does happen, it seems to be more friends and family that have passed on that come back to visit to get across messages or basically to say they're okay. So it's not quite as common, at least as far as I've heard and read, for random beings to random people to, if they're people, spirits to be in people's dreams. And of course, in the, a lot of those cases, especially if you go to Hollywood, you know, if there's anything in your dreams, then it's usually not good. So I'm sure there's cases of that too. In fact, I know there are. I just don't cover a lot of the darker stuff in the show. So yeah, but that's really amazing. That's a whole bunch of activity going on in that one place. I wonder now what will happen or did happen if the writer ever moved from that house. Would they still have those experiences? Or is this someone that was already there at the house, and whether it's because they like the house or they feel that they're stuck there or whatever the reason, maybe they would just be, they would have to stay there, or they would choose to stay there. Maybe the next person would have experiences. That'd be something to look into as well, to find out if possible. So, but yeah, so that's that was a neat story. So I have one more left here. This is a short one, but I think there's something here to talk about, so we'll do this one here. This says, I remember waking up and going to the bathroom. When I came back, I saw a little boy sitting on my bed. I tried to get him to move because I wanted to go back to bed, but he just sat there. I pushed his shoulder lightly to get his attention, but he just sat there ignoring me. Me and my sister shared a room back then, so I just went to the other room to sleep in the bed there. When I woke up in the morning, my mom asked me why I was sleeping in this room. I told her about this boy. She just told me I was dreaming. But that was definitely not a dream. So, sounds like this happened when the writer was a kid. So, yeah, what is that? Was that another, again, more and more, and this is partly thanks to APOC, the more of these stories I read and hear, the more it seems like it could be time anomalies or different, maybe, frequencies or whatever you want to call them, where maybe that boy was a living boy in another time. Who knows? Maybe the writer scared the boy that they saw, and they just didn't know what else to do, so they just sat there. It's just really odd when you think of the possibilities there as far as what could be happening. Oops. Okay. I think we'll have to end this really quickly here. I just hit one of my bots fail. So, but yeah, that covers this episode. Sorry to run so fast, but just in case. Thank you all for being here. And tomorrow night, again, we'll be covering paranormal reports in amusement parks around the country. So that should be fun. So I will talk to you all tomorrow night on the next episode of Salcedo Paranormal. Take care.